You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today's recording is going to be a mental exercise. We're not really going to focus on self-improvement or doing anything therapeutic today. Instead, what we're going to do is we're just going to give your mind a workout. So go ahead and get comfortable in your chair. Take a deep breath. Hold it for a three count. One, two, three. And let it out. Good. Take another breath. In. Hold it for three. One, two, three. And let it out. This is just to allow your body and your mind to get into sync with one another, so that when we go through this exercise, you find it very easy to do, and you can stretch the limits of your imagination. What I want you to do right now is go ahead and close your eyes. You're going to be cutting out all external visual stimulus or stimuli. Good. And as you do that, as your eyes are closed, you notice you can keep relaxing as you listen to the sound of my voice. Good job. Now what I want you to do is picture in your mind an old classroom in an old school building somewhere. This classroom is completely empty, except for in the middle of the room, there's a metal folding chair. Notice what color the chair is. Is it gray, or is it black, or is it red? Whatever color it is, just notice it. And notice how you can change the colors now. I want you to change the colors of that metal folding chair into 10 different and distinct colors when I say go. Go. Were you able to change those colors? Let's do it again, but now do it twice as fast. When I say go, change the color of the chair to 20 different colors twice as fast. Go. Good. Relax. Now you may be wondering, what the heck is the point of doing all of this? This exercise is meant to help you stretch the limits of your imagination. It's in a sense a workout for your brain. Go ahead and return the color of the chair to its original color, and now see in the seat of the chair a pineapple. Can you see the pineapple? Good. I want you now to lift the pineapple off the chair with the power of your mind. It might be a struggle at first, but focus your mind. And as you see it slowly lifting up, congratulate yourself. You did it. Lift it 6 inches off the seat of the chair, and then slowly lower it back down. Good. Now I want you to lift it up very quickly when I say go. Lift it a foot off the chair. Go. There. See how fast it lifted up? Your mind is so powerful and can adapt so quickly. Now I want you to move that pineapple around like you're transporting it to different parts of the room. And I want you to hear a popping sound so that it disappears, then pop. It's in a different part of the room. And if you want, you can hear the pineapple say, "Am I over here?" Pop. "Or am I over here?" Whatever works for you. Good. Go. And when you're ready to be done, return the pineapple back to its original spot on the chair. Good. Now I want you to see a camel in the room. That camel wants the pineapple. I want you to lift the pineapple off the chair and float it around the room while the camel chases the pineapple around the room. And you can hear laughter while this is happening. Someone is giggling somewhere, but you can't see that person. And there's an ice cream sandwich floating. Good. and there's a couple senators from your home state, if you're an American, or some sort of parliamentary representative if you're in a different part of the world, what are they wearing? A pantsuit? A dress? Some sort of formal gown? Good. What are they doing? They have a knife and a fork, and they want slices of the pineapple. Shoot slices of the pineapple straight into their mouth. I watch them smile as juice pours down their chin, and the camel gets upset and roars like a lion. Good. Return the pineapple back to the chair in its original form, and go ahead and rest. You've worked hard. Think about how your mind, your imagination, if it's able to do such wonderful tasks like this, what could it do for you in other areas of your life to improve your life? Because life is for enjoying. In fact, look at the pineapple. That's what's carved on the side. Life is for enjoying. Life is for enjoying. Can you smell the pineapple juice? Go up and feel the texture of the pineapple in your hand and read the message and understand it completely. Would you like to take a slice?
For more information about Michael White and the services he offers, visit his free hypnosis blog, No More Trances. That's KNOWMoreTrances.com. This recording is sponsored by our friends at CreativeCreativity.com. Become a creative super genius in just minutes a day. If you would like to comment on this podcast or schedule a one-on-one telephone hypnosis session with Michael White, call 206-947-8390 or email nomoretrances@gmail.com.